John Crane, thank you very much for taking the time to talk to us. We appreciate that.
You're welcome.
There's been a great deal written and some concerns expressed about this problem of so-called namespace collisions, where GTLDs could collide with names in private networks. We talked to Paul Makapetris about this. What is your take on this issue?
So firstly, let's start with the fact that I don't really like the term collision, because it makes people think of explosions, and these aren't really collisions. So I'm going to try not to get too technical in my explanation of this. So in every part of the DNS, there are people asking questions about names that do not yet exist. And they get a response that says, this does not exist. It's something we call an NX domain. So this happens at the root, this happens in the TLDs, and this happens at levels below. What people are talking about is that there are people querying against the root for a specific string that is not a TLD at this moment. If we add the TLD, the answer they will get is slightly different. So currently they get does not exist. If we add it to the, if we add the new TLD, what they will get is a set of name servers, and then they may once again get a do not exist, or they may get a record, depending on whether the name has been registered, that will point them towards a machine. So instead of saying this does not exist, there is a chance that they will be pointed towards a machine. It's not guaranteed. It requires each level to be put in.
How big of a chance?
I don't think it really matters how big a chance it is. I think it's fairly small, but what really matters is to figure out what the risk is of that. You know, is it indeed likely, even if it's only a percent? And what you do to mitigate that risk. That is much more important, to actually look at the string and say, are we seeing a lot of queries for this? If we're seeing queries for this, what does it mean?
So based on that and the staff recommendations on how to mitigate this issue, are you satisfied that ICANN is doing enough?
I think we still have more research to do. I think we know, for example, which names we're seeing the queries for. We know for some of them what the cause is. For example, some of the names are used in many documents from software providers that recommend they do this. So we know what's caused this, and we have some inkling of what's behind it, but there are others that we don't know. So I think it would behoove us to do a little bit more research to figure out what's behind.
Try and get some parameters on the problem.
Yeah, try and get some parameters on the problem and try and understand what the actual implication is in the real world, rather than just being very theoretical about the world is going to end. I don't think there's anything out there that's going to end the world.
The sense we got from Makapetris is that, yes, this is something for concern, but this is something we've seen before. It's not unprecedented. It's not a reason not to move forward.
So it's absolutely not a new problem. You know, this goes on throughout the DNS. It's not even a problem that's unique to the root. For example, the organization running.com many years ago had their solution for NX domains, and that was to answer them all. It was something called SiteFinder. At that point, their belief was, you know, we should just answer all of these and give people choices. The community didn't necessarily agree with that, but you know, at that point, that was the answer. Today, with it being in the top level domains and close to the root, we will proceed with a little bit more caution.
ICANN has gone on record as saying this new GTLD space might be more secure than the existing space because of some security measures that are built into this new space.
Each registry in the generic top-level domain space has contracts with ICANN. We're one of the contracting parties. And in the new round, so in the introduction of these new TLDs, what we've done is we've included a lot of security-specific requirements into the actual contracts, and also into the processes we go through while looking at each applicant. So in that sense, there is a lot more rigor in looking at the, not just the security, but also the stability and resiliency aspects of each of these new top-level domains as they come into action.
Is it fair to say that this space might be more secure than the existing space?
That is the hope. That is why we added all these extra requirements.
What keeps you awake at night? What's your biggest concern as regards security?
So one of the things that keeps me awake is when criminals are using the infrastructure to perpetuate their crime, especially on a large scale. So if we see large-scale botnets, which could be used often, we hear about them being used, for example, for denial-of-service attacks, but they can also be used for actually targeting individuals, stealing credentials, things like that. I think that erodes the trust in the system, and I think long-term that's a bigger problem than these specific instances.
So it's not just a problem of finding a solution to these attacks. It's a problem that these attacks degrade credibility.
Yes, absolutely. I worry about the lack of trust in the system. You know, as we see things like people worrying about their privacy, worrying about their data, you know, and these kind of attacks enable people to steal that data. And the more of this we see, the less trust we will have in the internet, and that worries me.
John, thank you very much for taking the time to speak with us.
You're welcome. Thank you.